Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, the smoothest show on internet radio. Your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, aka the Jazz Queen. Mike is hanging out at the Berks Jazz Fest this weekend, so we may not hear from him, but if he calls in and gives us an update, that would be great. All right. Welcome to the chat room, Ollie J. Hey, Ollie, haven't seen you in a while. We have a couple of guests in the chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to talkingsmoothjazz.com and click on the Ready to Roll picture. That will bring you into our profile page on blogtalkradio.com. Scroll down and you will see the chat room from there. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. And Mike just called in. Hey, Mike.
Hey, sorry, what's going on?
Hi, just saying that you were at the Berks Jazz Fest.
Yes, I just stepped out and everything. Nick Colione is on the stage now, so yes.
Okay, all right. Joe from Germany just entered the chat room. Hey, Joe, good to see you. So we are welcoming back trumpeter Farnell Newton. He has a brand new release called Ready to Roll, and it has a gang of artists on it. I was just teasing Farnell about that. Farnell, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my Farnell. Pleasure.
What's up, Mike?
Nothing much, good brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to you on this new release.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's a long time coming, but it's out.
Yes, it is. And so now, in order to get this CD released and out, he had a very successful Kickstarter campaign for it. He raised about a little over $10,000 for this release. So good job on that.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. I tell you, these crowdfunding sources are really good. They're very good. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful because you get the people behind you to make these things into reality, from it being music to being like products that can like change the lives of people. You know, it's a great thing, you know, especially before, if you didn't have the money, you just couldn't build a project, but a product. Now you could get people behind it and make something unique.
Right. That's awesome. All right. I want to welcome Simon Franzman in the chat room. Welcome, Simon, to Talking Smooth Jazz. Glad to have you here. Simon says, Ready to Roll is a great album, and Farnell is a very cool person who's created the best jazz community on the internet. Jam of the week. All kudos to him. So now, who is Simon?
Who's Simon?
Yes.
Oh, he's one of the members on Jam of the Week. But Simon... It's the, you know, usually what Jam of the Week is basically a Facebook group where I post up a tune of the week, usually jazz standard. Sometimes I'll post up Stevie Wonder or different artists, and we'll play music of them. I usually tell them to solo one chorus. Sometimes the singers sing the melody. People revamp their videos and stuff. But Simon is very unique because Simon does this animation, like if you could think of like The Sims and like video game,
mm-hmm.
He takes these people and it becomes theatrical with music and also kind of like sci-fi with a twist. Is crazy, but it's always, I always look forward to them every week.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome again, Simon, to the show. Happy to have you. All right. I was going to ask you about that, too. So I'm glad that he brought that up. So that's cool. All right, Mr. Newton, tell us about Ready to Roll.
Well, Ready to Roll is just, for the past 2 years, I've been touring with Jill Scott, you know, vocal songwriter, actress, and as well as Bootsie Collins. And this is basically like my 2 years of being with them, being inspired by them, you know, learning from them and all that comes in with being in their bands and stuff. And I was really inspired to put this record together, various different music from soul, from funk to jazz, and just have something unique that could kind of talk to every person instead of just one type of I didn't want to just talk to a person who just liked only one genre of music. I wanted to kind of bring in everyone into this one album.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, I'm sorry. I was just going to say it's interesting that you mentioned Bootsy Collins, because the intro, Ready to Roll, has that Bootsy Collins feel to it.
Oh, yeah. It definitely has like the P-Funk. P-Funk element to it, and that's me singing all of those on there, and getting, you know, I'm like singing in regular voice, then I'm singing in deep voice, and then I'm singing in a high pitched voice, and you know, the whole definitely straight P-Funk.
Yes, yeah. When I heard that, I was like, oh, this definitely has that Bootsy Collins sound to it for sure. All right, and you have a gang of artists on this release now. Can you name all of them?
Wow. I could name, you know what? I could name most of them. I mean, I know them all personally, and they're all good friends of mine. Let me see. I have Sax Great, who's played with all kind of different groups around the world. Skerrick, Ashley J, who's a vocalist for Liv Warfield and Prince right now, with Third Eye Girl.
Okay.
Jared Lawson, who's been taking Europe and the world by storm, singing and performing. I mean, it's just Danye Goodman, who's a great musician, also known for doing like praise breaks and things online. He's one of the like gospel great producers. Tony Ozier, who's my music partner, who runs the Doodle Funk All Stars, which is a funk band that I perform with. I mean, and just a slew of other people. I mean. And also, I have a track on there that's specifically only members from the Facebook group Jam of the Week, where I just contacted them and I said, hey, I have this song. I would love for you to contribute in the way that you sees that's best. And it came out to be very unique and wonderful song.
Okay, which song is that?
That was Softly, Softly. Which is jazz standard called Softly as in the Morning Sunrise. And Shannon, that's singing on there, she's great. And she has this interesting way of singing songs, but also like changing them up, the reinverting. I don't know. Instead of doing a regular melody, she'll like flip the melody upside down and do it that way. So it gives it a whole different flavor and feel, kind of like Gretchen Parlato.
Mm-hmm.
Who sings, you know, and performs with Robert Glasper and everyone and stuff. So yeah, it's a wonderful song.
So, Farnell, when you were putting this CD together, Ready to Roll, what was your process in doing so? How do you sit down and think of a concept for your music and your CDs?
Well, sometimes it just comes to me. You know, the ideals and the different, you know, the different ideals and everything comes to me at different times. I might hear a song. I might be at rehearsal with Jill and hear her say something or hear something sing. And I have to like put it down real quick. But also because I have a good music community of musicians, especially with the help of Tony Ozier, we easily get together and make, you know, some great songs together. We all inspire each other and throw songs and tunes and inspiration back and forth. So, I mean, it all depends. It's all different. With this type of music, it's a collective. When I do my jazz, small group stuff, you know, I might have a lot of things written out ahead of time already. But a lot of times with this stuff, we get in the studio and I say, hey, I have this idea. Where can we go with this? Or I need some horn lines, you know, to help me with the song, finish it out. What can I do? You know, so usually it's a community effort, most definitely.
Okay.
That's why so many musicians on there, because these are the people I perform with, or I'm out with on tour with.
And are all of the musicians that are on Ready to Roll, are they all in Portland?
Most of them, I think, except for the Jam of the Week people, Skerrick, Danye, and this flute player that's on Sweet Sauce, named Sharp Eye. We call him Sharp Eye. but majority of everyone else is in Portland. You know, Ashley, Jay, Tony Ozier, Chance Hayden, who plays guitar. He's on tour right now with Jared Lawson and a lot of the other guys. My horn players are all from Portland. You know, they're my trombone player. He's in Boosie Collins' band now. And, you know, so it's just, I'm all about community and having a community of people that you can work with and you can pull up as well in other musical circumstances when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me welcome Ann Elliott to the chat room. She says, I wanted to say hi to Farnell from his fans in the UK. Love the album and can't wait for you to come back to the UK. Welcome to the show, Ann.
Hey, Ann.
More fans. So those of you in the chat room, if you have a question for Farnell, please feel free to post it in the chat room or call in at 646-716-5485. So I'm going to start with the first track, Ready to Roll. It's only 50 seconds long, but this is the one that has the P-Funk feel to it. And then I'm going to go right into track two, Glimpse. So tell me about that one, Farnell.
Oh, Glimpse. That's another song that was produced by Donye Goodman. And it just had that, you know, kind of fusion, George Duke, Marcus Miller type of vibe. And I had, you know, I had the chance to do a couple shows with George Duke on the Capital Jazz Cruise back in 2011. So, you know, I've been a big fan of George Duke for many years. So it really, when I heard that, I was like, oh, this would be a great song to have, you know, to show that side. And also it's another thing to bring in those audience who I work with, you know, when playing with Mike Phillips and playing with people like George Duke, you know, we're doing like the urban contemporary jazz. And I wanted to bring those audience as well into the record to, you know, to hear that, but then to also hear the other music and say, wow, okay, this is a great, different and unique album.
Okay. All right. So the first song you're going to hear is Ready to Roll. It has that P-Funk sound to it. And then I'm going to go right into track number two, Glimpse.
Yeah.
from trumpeter Farnell Newton's brand new release, Ready to Roll. That was Glimpse. Okay, so Farnell, who's playing the guitar and who's doing the sax on that?
Okay, on saxophone, we have Alex Milstead, a.k.a. Popcorn, who also plays with Mike Phillips as well. And on all the other tracks, it's all produced by Donye. Donye plays everything. Donye plays bass, drums, guitar, keys. He sings everything. So he's a one-man show.
Okay. And are you doing any more singing on this other than on Ready to
Roll? No. Only when we perform live. When we perform live, I do some singing on various different songs and stuff, but not on the album.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, Simon asked a question that I want to ask on air about when are you going back to Europe?
He lives in Sweden, and I was there back in October with Jared Lawson for the Stockholm Jazz Festival, and we had a great time. And I'm going back out with Jared later in the summer for North Sea Jazz Festival and Love Supreme in London and a few other places. So hopefully we get to make it back to Sweden, and I'm putting together a tour right now with my band, going to the UK and Europe as well. So hopefully, if not with Jared, I'll get back out there with my band.
Okay. Now, we have a couple of new listeners that were not around when we first interviewed you. So can you just, for their sake, give a little background history on how you got started playing the trumpet?
I got started playing, my first instrument was the trombone in middle school. My arm wasn't long enough to get the seventh position of it, so I kind of started playing French horn. So I played French horn for a while, but then I got tired of not having the melody, and I was playing like the background music, and I used to turn around and look at the back of the band, and the trumpet players would be like talking, throwing stuff, hanging out, and I was like, I want to be back there. So I told my director I wanted to play trumpet, and he said if I learned it in a certain amount of time, he'll let me stay on it and switch from French horn. And ever since then, I've been playing trumpet. And jazz bass-wise, I got my kind of like schooling from living in Philadelphia. I was at the High School for Creative and Performing Arts with students students who graduated from there, like The Roots, Questlove, Christian McBride, Joey DeFrancesco, Bilal, and a bunch of other great artists and musicians all went to that school. So, and from there, that's when I kind of caught the bug and been playing music ever since. But then it was only probably the last 5-6 years that I teamed up with saxophonists for Prince, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder, Mike Phillips. And Mike Phillips kind of really helped push me out into a bigger audience nationwide and internationally as well.
Now, Ollie just posted a great question in the chat room. He says, do you ever wonder why there are so many sax players in smooth jazz and so few trumpeters?
If you look in a band, a regular concert band in school, a lot of times there's always more woodwinds anyway than any other brass instruments, you know? So, I mean, I don't know why. I feel like the genre particularly lends itself well to saxophonists, but I don't have a reason for that. And even nowadays, it's like when you use the term jazz, you know, jazz means a lot of different things for different people. And even saying the word smooth jazz, because a lot of what we play, I can't even call it smooth jazz, because smooth jazz is more like the laid-back, loungier stuff that was known for in the 80s. But now, you know, it's more contemporary and urban, and it's more hip-hop and soul-inspired more than anything. But yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I love my sax brothers, but, you know, I'm always trying to push the trumpet.
Yes, well, you know, there's a million saxophonists, so we need more trumpets and more guitars and
Definitely. definitely.
Outside of the saxophone, definitely. Yeah, because like you said,
and even though there are a lot of saxophone players, but the ones that really, you know, put their hearts and soul into the craft are definitely the ones that stand out. You know, those mm-hmm. guys are the ones that you hear about more and stuff. So I see what Simon wrote, and smooth jazz trombone players are like unicorns. Yes, that is true. I don't think I've ever heard of smooth. I mean, you know, Jeff Bradshaw and Sonda Sermons, those guys are coming from a soul, hip hop and R&B stance. And adding the aspects of jazz into it. So I can't even call them smooth, but they're definitely soulful. So, and trombone mm-hmm. shorty. So.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Now, Farnell, you've been in this business for a minute. You've been in this business for a while. You have played with a lot of artists. And I want to know, in your career, of all of the artists that you have played with, what artist has stood out for you or given you the best advice that you've ever had and that advice you have kept with you in your career?
I mean, I don't know if it's just like one artist, because I learned so much from all of them. And sometimes it's not even by what they say, it's just how they handle themselves, their mannerism, yes. their character, how they're so professional on the stage, how they're not only professional and being legendary artists, but they're respectful to the band and to the mm-hmm. to the musicians. You know, because mm-hmm. you get a lot of artists out there who kind of speaks down to the band. They're like, I'm the star, you're the band, mm-hmm. we're separate, and that's what you do. But it's the ones that really, you know, like with Jill Scott, you know, It's a family, and with Bootsy, it's a family. It's not just like I'm me and you're them. You know, it's like with Jill, she's like, hey, let's go. What y'all doing after, you know, rehearsal? Y'all going out to eat? Let's go to Roscoe's. Let's go hang out. Let's go. And you know, we could sit and talk to Bootsy about music and funk and history. You know, the history of this music from James Brown to now, you know, with guys like Bootsy and stuff. So, So, like I said, I usually learn a lot from them. And sometimes it comes like while we're in the middle of a show, like Boosie will say something that opens my mind, and Jill will say something, or she's putting out these emotions that literally just open you up, you know, and get you thinking about life and love mm-hmm. and heartbreak and pain mm-hmm. and stuff, you know, like, and if you don't watch yourself, you could get caught up in the moment and, you know, musicians, you look over, a guy might be kind of tearing up a little bit, and because yeah. they could take you to that place. That's why they're the great ones, because they could take you to that place emotionally. So, you know, I don't think it's just one thing. I learn from everyone I'm around. I learn from all of the people in my community, of musicians and friends, and I'm just that type of person. I'm kind of just absorbing it all in.
And have you ever received that type of feedback from a fan of yours, how much your music has, you know, impacted their lives?
Oh, yes. I definitely have gotten that from, as a trumpet player, musician, also as me starting this Facebook group, Jam of the Week, you know, because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's 30,000 musicians on there, anywhere from, you know, somebody might have their son and daughter, 5, 7, 8-year-old kid playing with them on a video, to a 92-year-old pianist musician. And I get messages all the time about, you know, people saying like, I never come to Facebook, but I come here just for this group, because aww. The whole purpose of it is to connect people worldwide and to show people that we're all in this together. We're all connected musically. There's no 6 degree of separation. It's a 1 degree of separation with us. And we're all doing this for the love of music, not the love of who has the biggest bank account or who plays the most notes. Because on the Facebook group, when it first started, I had members of Prince band playing in it. I had members of Beyonce band, Bruno Mars, Snarky Puppy, even legendary jazz and Latin musicians and everything. And we still have guys from like, what's her name? I can't think of, but you know, we have a lot of these pop artists that are out, and their horn players are on Jam of the Week, contributing every week.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, so, you know, it gives people a place to share things and not have to be afraid of, you know, we try to keep it inspirational, positive. Once in a while, it gets out of hand. Like, I think I have to go and put something in check later today. But, you know, but I try to lead the group I try to lead them with guidelines, but at the same time, have it loose enough so people could thrive.
Okay. All right. I am talking to trumpeter Farnell Newton. He has a brand new CD called Ready to Roll, and it is out now, right? Is it out for purchase?
Out now.
Okay. All right. So it is available
iTunes,
now.
iTunes, Amazon, whatever you shop, it's on there. Bandcamp is everywhere.
Okay. Now, there are a couple of titles on here that I want to ask you about. The first one is You Gotta Move. Now, I posted on Facebook that when I first saw this title, I thought you were trying to put somebody out, but you said it's something different. The second one, which is really funny to me, is called Stanky's Revenge Part Doe, D-O-O. So I'm going to play that next, but tell me the story behind this title.
Okay, well, Stanky's Revenge Part Doe. Stanky's was a song written by my business partner, Tony Ozier. Like I said, he has and it's part due because the group that we have is called the Doodoo Funk All-Stars. And you know how in the 70s, you know, with especially Parliament and Funkadelic, you know, it was part humor, part funk. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of the music had a message, a deeper message to it. But at the same time, they gave it to you with humor and satire and theatrics and stuff. So that's the whole thing about the doo-doo funk. Like I said, it was originally a song by Tony Ozier, but then I added a couple other people to the song, and especially I added Skerrick, and Skerrick, just like, you know, he's just like the madman on the saxophone, and he's monstrous, and he could play any style of music. But, you know, I don't want to go too well. The thing about the doodle funk is that, you know, what's funk? Like when you smell something funky, for mm-hmm. us, you know, you make that face, the funk face. Mm-hmm. So if you actually smell some doo doo, you make the funk face. So,
yes.
But like I said, it's part humor and all funky. So.
Okay.
We're not going to go. You have to see a live show to really get the full effect of everything that we do.
Okay. All right. This is Stanky's Revenge Part 2. Okay. That was my first time hearing that. And I like that. And I would love to see you guys play that on stage. That is hot. Farnell?
I'm still here. Hello?
Okay. Sorry. I got you there. I got you now.
Okay,
that is
perfect.
Hot. That is hot, dude. That is nice.
Yeah, it's a fun song. We love playing it live. You know, we have it's just like a have a fun, good time song, you know.
Now, how many horn players are on this song?
Three. But one of them, Scarrick, is playing baritone sax as well as tenor saxophone.
Okay, because it sounded like a whole stage full.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, a lot of times, you know, with technology, we could double ourselves.
Yeah.
And so even though it's three guys, it could be like six, sounds like six guys, you know.
Man, that's a nice track. That's a very nice track. I like that one a lot. Wow.
Thank you.
So now, when are you heading on the road with Miss Jill Scott?
Actually, I'm flying out tomorrow morning, like a 6 a.m. flight. We're going to be in Philadelphia rehearsing for a couple of days, and then we're going to the Tobago Jazz Festival in Tobago. So we're going to be headed down there to do that, and then after that I'm going up to Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and I'll be there for a week playing with various different groups and networking like I always do.
Now, I don't know where Tobago is. Where is that?
Tobago shares island. It's the same island as Trinidad.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So It's kind of like, it's definitely, let me see. Tobago is a smaller way of the two main islands that make up the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. So, yeah, I haven't been there before. I've been all over in the Caribbean, but I haven't been there, Trinidad or Tobago. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. All right. Now, I am on your Kickstarter page, and There is a entry here for the PDX Jazz Project. What is that?
Well, the PDX Jazz Project was a youth group that I used to have. Now that I'm so busy on the road, it's kind of hard to do that locally. But it was basically a youth program that kind of pushed kids and really pushed them into performing and learning more about jazz music. And my trombone player that was on that last song, Kyle Molitor, he was a part of my group ever since he was 16, and I had him recorded on Bootsie Collins' last record, The Funk Capital of the World, as well. He's in Bootsie Collins' band now, and he works with me and record with me. And a lot of the other students, you know, they went to one of the students with Juilliard, one of the students went to Harvard, and some went to Michigan and Oregon University. So, you know, it was basically really getting these kids learning about the music, but also from a performance standpoint, like how to appropriately be prepared for a gig, you know, things like that. And it was a great program. I had it for many years, but now I kind of had to let that go while I'm on the road as well. So
Right. Okay. Ollie wants to know, who are you playing with at the Jazz Fest New Orleans?
Jazz Festival in New Orleans, I'm playing with this festival called Fire Fest. They kind of run it alongside of Jazz Fest, and it's a lot of people that run the jam crews, and there's different players. Like in the horn section is me, myself, this trombone player, Funky Big Sam. On saxophone is Carl Denson, who now recently just joined the Rolling Stones band. And then it's different players from Doug Wimbush and Russell Baptiste from like the Meters, you know, all of these great New Orleans bands and musicians. And then I've picked up some gigs with some other different groups. There's a group called Trumpet Mafia, led by Ashlyn Parker, and just so many other groups I'll just be kind of sitting in with and network. Really, I'm just down there really to network now that I got the album out. And my management will be down there. My manager is the booking manager for Snarky Puppy. So, you know, I'm just out there beating the streets, putting in work.
I hear you. I hear you. Okay, I love Ann's question in the chat room. She says, can Wayne and I carry your trumpet case, anything? Because they would love to go to Tobago.
I wish. Yeah.
Now,
it's gonna be good.
As an instructor, have you noticed that so many of the players, and I have players in quotes, of any instrument out there today that are just that, they're just that, they're players, you know, they haven't felt any pain, they haven't paid any hard dues, but they're still calling themselves artists. Do you have an opinion on that one way or the other?
I mean, of course, because, I mean, the thing about it, some people get into the music different ways, and they might have kind of bypassed some of the processes that we've gone through to play this music. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, even though they might be ahead in a certain way, they're going to have to deal and eventually pay some dues. And it might be the hard way. You never know. You know, and can they, I have some friends like that, you know, they're in academia. They got their bachelor's, they got their master's, they got their PhD, and they want to be considered artists. But I'm like, dude, you really haven't toured. You haven't booked any shows. You haven't played with anyone. You haven't had to, like, you know, walk home after a gig and not, you know, you didn't have to, like, you know, go through a lot of the dues I've had to go through. And yeah, I respect you as a person and as a musician, but I might not have as much respect for you for being to understand what I've gone through yet until you have, you know. But I'm the type of person, I respect everyone for who they are and each other as people and where we come from. But then, you know, you can't make a comparison. That's like me trying to compare myself to Jill Scott. I can't do that. Like, she's paid so many dues and been through so many hardships. But, you know, I'm just going to keep on working and progressing myself as a artist and a musician and trying to get better. And I usually just try to be an example to the people that surround me. Like I was saying earlier about, I kind of take in a lot of information from different artists I've worked with and tips and things. And I try to be that type of person as well for others when I mentor a lot of artists as well. So,
oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's something we need more of. The seasoned artists to mentor this new and up and coming artist. So I'm glad to hear you say that, Farnell. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it wasn't for guys like, you know, Mike Phillips and stuff, you know, I'll just be still probably, you know, still playing music and recording, but just playing locally instead of now. Mm-hmm. I get to travel the world and entertain people from all different type of lives and backgrounds.
Yes. And that's something you definitely want to pay back and pay forward. Exactly. All right. So the next song I'm going to play is the other title that I kind of giggled at, You Gotta Move. When I saw this, I thought, Farnell trying to put somebody out. So
tell me about that. Well, You Gotta Move is originally, is considered a Negro spiritual and more, I say, of a old blues song, like, you know, 20s or 30s or something like that. But it, as far as popularity, the Rolling Stones did it. Mm-hmm. They put it out, and they kind of kept it still real bluesy as the original one was. But when I heard this version, this is produced by Donya as well, it still has the spiritual aspect of it, because it's telling you, you know, when God is ready, you know, he's ready to use you, you got to move. But it has such a, like, D'Angelo, R.H. Factor, Roy Hargrove vibe to it. And I was like, oh, this is perfect for us today. You know, this is a perfect way of taking a classic blues song, a spiritual song, and making it relevant for today. So, and I just fell in love with it when I first heard it.
Okay. Cheryl told me to tell you that Mike Phillips says hello.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yes. Okay, this is You Gotta Move from Farnell's new release, Ready to Roll.
Let's do it. Old school. Ray McDowell. Mama used to sing this all the time. practice. You gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move, child. You gotta move. See, when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. Yeah. You gotta move, huh? You gotta move. You gotta move, child. You gotta move. See, when the Lord, he gets ready, you gotta move.
Gotta Move. That is from Farnell Newton's brand new release, Ready to Roll. That is available everywhere music is sold, iTunes, Amazon, Bandcamp. Definitely check it out there. And Farnell, let everyone know where they can find you on the web.
On farnellnewton.com. And I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm on all of it, just Farnell Newton. You can just search me and find me on all of those different things.
Okay, yes. Cool.
Well, I was always on IG with them two kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, Mike, I'm going to say goodbye to Farnell unless you have a question.
You talking to me or Farnell?
No, I said Mike.
She's talking to you, Mike.
Well, I said Mike.
But no, she said Farnell.
No, I said Mike.
No, I know the Farnell's been touring like to lab with Jill and with Boots and everything, but I would really, really love for Farnell to get out here to the East Coast, man, so we get some of that East Coast funk out here, man. Yeah, man.
Well, we're definitely working on that now that I have this record done and working with my manager, so we'll be out there soon. When I could pull myself from between Jill Scott's schedule and Bootsy and Jared Lawson's schedule, I've got to make it happen.
Yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, indeed. I mean, because Farnell, all of Farnell, you know, contacts and all these people out here on the East Coast, so we got to make it work, man. Got to make, you know, got to get y'all here, bro.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
All right, Mr. Newton. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you again. Congratulations
on
this new release.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. And like Mike says, you know, he wants you on the West Coast. Hopefully we can get you, on the East Coast. So hopefully we'll see you on the West Coast sometime soon.
Yes, definitely soon.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, thank you again. You have a great day.
Have a good one. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Farnell.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, that was Farnell Newton. His new release is called Ready to Roll. You can find that on Amazon, iTunes, Bandcamp, his website, farnellnewton.com, Twitter, Instagram at Farnell Newton, and also on Facebook. And definitely check out the Jam of the Week page on Facebook as well. Okay, Mike, you're at Burks. What's going on?
Yeah, well, right now, like I said, Nick Colleone is playing. I just got finished taking a couple of pictures of him. Everything, the brother's clean, sir, okay?
Okay,
there's nobody in the business that dresses like Nick, okay? I don't think nobody comes a close second, sir, okay? You hear me? Nick Colleone is the best dressed guy in the business. It don't matter. The brother is clean, okay?
You know
what he has on tonight.
Lori said he's wearing bright yellow sequins.
Oh, my God. Sir, you got to see the suit, sir. Lord have mercy. Nobody can wear colors the way Nick wear them colors, okay? You hear me? Anybody else wear those colors, they getting beat up, okay? And all the lunch money getting taken. You hear me?
Somebody needs to take a video of that. I want to see that. Bright yellow sequins. Only Nick can pull off stuff like that.
Only Nick. Yes, indeed.
That's funny.
Yeah, but, he's playing now. And, Mark Anton is in soundcheck. And we just got finished seeing Murray Meadows and Paul Taylor. So that was a pretty cool show as well. And Foreplay is coming up tonight. So, yeah, it's going to be a great night at Brooks again.
All right. Well, you enjoy yourself. Have a great time. Thank you to everyone in the chat room. And Elliot, Cheryl, Farnell, thanks for hopping in. Joe from Germany, Ollie, and Simon. Nice to meet you, Simon. Don't be a stranger. Follow the show for all of our upcoming interviews. Tomorrow, we are talking to trumpeter Len Roundtree about his new release, Soul Funky. All right, Mike. Well, you have a great time, and I will talk to you later, I'm sure. I'm going to close the show with another track from Make Ready to Roll. And I think I'm going to play, let me see. I think I'll play Make Your Move. Make Me Yours. I'm going to play that. All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth. This is Make Me Yours.
Oh, can we? That brings about a natural high. First time I saw wonderful feeling when you are around me. Ooh, and I can feel forever this way.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.